You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The festive season is, of course, here. And can it really be Christmas without this classic movie?
Police in the northern suburbs are on the lookout for a pair of burglars who are calling themselves the Wet Bandits.
We know that you're in there.
It's Santa Claus. And it's Elf.
Get off my property.
This is my house. I have to defend.
He's a kid. I mean, what can a kid do to us?
Kids are stupid. I know I was.
You still are, Mark.
A family comedy without the family. Home Alone.
Right, we're of course talking about Home Alone starring Macaulay Culkin. And joining me today to discuss all things Home Alone, all things Christmas, is the one and only Claire Sisk from Can't See.
Yes.
Claire, how was it watching? Do you watch this movie regularly every year? Are you obsessed?
Yeah. I'm one of those people that sort of late November, I'll watch it, and then I'll watch it again mid-December, and then it's our movie for Christmas Eve. So two or three times every year I watch it, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
It's a great movie, but don't you get bored?
No, I just love it. I absolutely love it. And last night when I was watching it, the music in it as well is just... I'm hoping that there's some sort of, I don't know, do they have albums for movies?
Like a compilation soundtrack.
Yes.
Like Dirty Dancing had one.
Yes, that's right. I just love, like, especially when they're singing the choir in the church. Just love it. Love it, love it, love it.
You know what? If you haven't seen Home Alone, the plot is very simple. Young 8-year-old Kevin gets left alone for Christmas whilst his whole family does a lovely trip away to Paris. And unfortunately, they realize mid-flight that Kevin wasn't with him. And what happens? Lots of shenanigans, two burglars and traps and all sorts of things.
It's fun. Very fun.
What is your favourite character from this movie?
I love Kevin, but for me, Marv. Well, he's one of the burglars. He's the taller burglar. It's just his...
A bit stupid.
Yeah, and it's just his voice. It's so squealy and high-pitched. I just love it.
How do you find out the description? Because I feel like if there's a movie that really needs it, it's this one, because Kevin does all these elaborate traps to stop the burglars on their way into the house. And some of them are very, very nasty. And I feel like I watched it with AD for the first time, and I felt it was quite clever with some of the language they were using.
Oh, yeah, it is great. It is great. And I've heard different audio descriptions over the years on them. And when he is setting the traps and the burglars are going through his little fun house, then it's definitely needed, because although you can hear the noises and things like that, you can't picture what's happening. Like when Marv, for example, slips down the stairs and you hear him go, it's like you could probably guess that that's what's happening, but you don't know that he slipped down it because it was icy. So the fact that the AD has told you that does help. But when they keep mentioning the spider, I have to my toes curl a bit for that.
You know what I really liked? I feel like AD, you need to be very clever, like use one word to describe a few things. One of the ones that really caught me by surprise is when, and it's so simple, they just said the pizza car careened around the corner, which just gives you this automatic image of an out of control car slipping, sliding around the corner before it crashes into that little statue outside of their house.
The little statue is called a lawn jockey.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's such a random one.
That's what my AD told me. Yeah, knocks over the lawn jockey statue. And a lot of people wouldn't know that.
I wonder if we watched the same one. I watched the movie. I think it's available on a few platforms. I watched it on Disney.
Yes, I did too. Yeah.
That's probably why. Do you have a favourite scene?
I think when he goes shopping and the cashier's asking him lots of questions and he's like, "Ma'am, I'm 8 years old. Do you think I'd be here shopping alone?" I don't think so. That's my favourite.
Are those microwave dinners any good?
I don't know.
I'll give them a whirl.
She pauses with a bag of toy army men. Holding them up to Kevin, she raises an eyebrow.
For the kids.
She scans them and a carton of juice.
Hold on, I got a coupon for that.
He gives her the coupon.
It was in the paper this morning.
She tabulates the total on her register.
1983. Okay.
Kevin hands her several bills. An inquisitive look crosses the cashier's face.
Are you here all by yourself?
Ma'am, I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
Where's your mom?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and your sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
She presses her lips in a thin line, her eyes narrowing, before turning back to her register.
It's so lovely because it's such a difficult character to play. Like, Kevin is obviously young and it would be so easy for him to be really annoying and very arrogant, but he is actually so polite to the adults, and he's so sensible and so polite and so well-spoken for an 8-year-old that you just can't hate him.
No, he's just adorable, isn't he? I mean, I've been watching it for the last 30 years and he's a similar age to me. So growing up with that, it's just an adorable character. But I think there are quite a few lovely characters in it as well. Like his parents, his mum really reminds me of my mum.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing as well. Like, a lot of the actions that she undertakes to be back with him is such a mum thing. Like, she just can't sit and wait in a hotel room for a flight back. She'd rather sit at an airport.
She needs to be doing something. Yeah, you need to be doing something. But one thing in the movie that only came to light a few years ago because of the audio description is when they get the pizzas and...
Is it the tickets?
Yeah, the airline ticket. It says they accidentally throw Kevin McAllister's airline ticket away. And that only came to light a few years ago because of AD.
That is totally true, because I don't think we were watching it. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that his boarding pass and his passport? Because they throw them out together when...
The milk falls all over it, yeah, makes them soggy, so they chuck it in the bin.
I think I just love this movie for how clever it is. It's, you know, it's funny for the kids, but it's actually really smart for the adults as well. Like, it's multiple things that happen at the same time that lead to Kevin being left alone by accident. And it's not just the one thing, and it's actions of so many people. It's the script so well written. And I think the director was Chris Columbus, who's always been fantastic working with his kids. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's just a great family-friendly movie that any age would enjoy.
Do you have a favourite trap from the first movie?
Yeah.
We know you don't like the spider. Yeah,
I
don't like
it. I think when Harry goes through the door and the cling film... It's got super glue on it and it sticks to his face and he pulls it off and then he walks over the booby wire and the fan blows a load of feathers so the feathers all stick to him. And then Marv's like, why are you dressed like a chicken?
It's just Marv that's really good. Makes that
it's
scene,
just
isn't
so
it?
Funny. So funny.
You're going to hate me for this. I love this spider scene, especially there's a bit where Marv just turns to Harry and he wants to take the spider out. He's like, what are you doing, Marv?
Oh, yeah, and he's whacking him with the crowbar.
Meanwhile, Marv stands with his crowbar over Harry's prone form.
What are you doing, Marv?
Harry, don't move.
Marv?
Don't.
Marv, what are you doing?
He lifts the crowbar.
Marv.
He swings, missing the spider and hitting Harry.
Did I get him?
It scurries away.
Did I get him? Where is it?
Harry stands, grabbing the crowbar. He whacks Marv.
How do you like it, huh? You jerk!
He throws it.
Get that kid!
They head upstairs.
If you had to rate Home Alone, what would the rating be? Should we do out of 5?
Do you know, I'd give it a 5. I think it is fantastic. The fact that I watch it 2 to 3 times every year gives credit to that score.
I would be the same. I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. Absolutely recommend rewatch it with family members that haven't seen it. There's just something so lovely. And I feel like there's a lot of heart to it. There's the story of the neighbor.
Yeah.
I definitely cried. I don't think I've ever cried at Home Alone. But now as an adult, watching that final scene, the big reconciliation, we don't want to say anything more than that. But
yeah.
I sobbed. I was tears everywhere. My husband turned to me and was like, what's wrong with you? This is a good, feel-good movie. Why are you crying?
It is. It's just so heartwarming, isn't it? It's just a great movie.
Well, it is an absolute must-watch from Claire Sisk and myself here at RNAV Connect Radio. So definitely get festive, put some Kevin on, some Home Alone, grab a bag of popcorn, and just enjoy.
And a lovely cheese pizza just for me.